Hello and welcome back to the finale of Hide and Seek Across Switzerland. Right now, there's one day left, which means Adam has just enough time to potentially pull back and win the whole thing. If he can beat Ben's 9 hour and 36 minutes, he'll secure first place right before the final day ends. That might be a tall order, but Adam has a plan that relies on exactly where he placed his hiding zone. A plan we'll learn more about later. For now, let's return to the woods in Winterthur, where Ben and I are about to start our final day.
Hello, it's 7:30 a.m. and we are so freaking back. But we gotta go. It's 7:30. We gotta catch Adam.
Yeah, let's get to the train station.
Let's go. So here's the thing. It is extremely inconvenient. I mean, this was my goal to get from this part of the city to downtown. It's almost an hour long walk. But there's a train from Tuss Station at 7:51. We should be able to make that if we're quick.
I just have to not break my leg.
Yeah. Are you okay? Yeah.
I'm so not breaking my leg, Sam.
Okay, but you know there's like branches sticking out.
I don't care.
No, Ben.
My legs are stronger than that.
Good morning. It is the final day. Oh, man, I'm nervous. I did something kind of high risk, high reward. We'll see if it worked.
We need to ask some questions.
Yes.
So I think we almost certainly want to do the rhyme thing, because it seems like that's the best opening strat regardless.
It's a very useful question.
But I think it might make sense to ask pretty early the same Canton question.
I agree. I think there's a decent chance he's around Zurich.
Yeah, and even if he's not, excluding the Zurich Canton, which is pretty big, would be pretty useful for us. I mean, the direction might be Zurich regardless, but yeah. Okay, let me at least fire off the rhyme.
Okay, fire off the rhyme.
I think we're in a good position.
I agree.
So, all right, let me figure out the fastest route to Zurich. Hoffmannhof.
All right, well, they have bought the rhymes. This is good. This is part of the plan. Oh, I hope this works.
It is an intern. Oh, that's you.
Oh.
Sin, Flock, Zuckerberg. I almost put Zuckerberg yesterday. I know what rhyme calculator he's using.
Uh-huh.
And skill.
That suggests to me that he is in a German area, but
maybe he's trying
to trick us.
Yeah, it'd be very hard for him to get outside of the German area. Not impossible, but it'd be very difficult. Should we fire off same canton?
Let's do. If he is near Zurich, it's going to be a huge headache.
It's going to be a bloodbath. And I say that as someone who did that strat.
Yeah. We'll see.
Okay, so they've asked if I'm in the same canton. I'm not. I guess that's a solid question at this point. Like, if they know that I'm not in Zurich at all, then, like, that gets rid of the densest or one of the densest areas. On the other hand, though, given that I'm not in the Zurich canton, I mean, it means I could still be in a whole lot of cantons. So...
Oh, it's a no.
Adam is not in the Zurich canton, though. That means that he went a decent ways from here.
Yeah, which makes sense, but there are only so many decent ways he could get.
He could have gone towards Basel. He could have gone towards Bern.
Could have gone to Lucerne.
Could have gone to Lucerne.
Could have gone to St. Gallen. That would be the main curveball.
Is there a way that we can ask a question that will give us a direction to go?
I mean, considering he's not in the Zurich canton, I don't think Zurich would make a huge difference if we figured out whether he was east or west of us.
I mean, but east or west would really only exclude, like, St. Gallen.
Yeah, but there's plenty over there, and it would make sense because it's kind of
a bit convoluted
corner.
Yeah, but everything else is west. There's got to be a better question we can ask.
But, like, we're going to want to do east-west eventually, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, that question is useful anytime. It really
yes,
is.
But we need direction.
We do, but I think that there are other ways we can get direction.
Okay. All right, train's here.
I'm going to venture a guess that their leading theory is that I'm somewhere outside of Bern. And I am, so they're right. But I don't think I'm the place outside of Bern where they would think.
Still going to Zurich because it's still a big hub and it's still probably in his direction.
Here's a suggestion. So if we do a 50-mile radar, that would include everything east of us that he could reasonably get to, but it would exclude Bern and all of that area to the west that he could get to pretty quickly because that's the high-speed line. Basel would be excluded, barely, and Bern would be excluded. But we'd want to hit it now. Before we go to Zurich. This train leaves us like now, so we gotta...
Yeah, hit the 50-mile radius.
Okay.
All right. The 50-mile radar. I would say that that is somewhat unfortunate. Because I don't think I'm in it. Nope. And that does really limit the possibilities. Shoot. Yeah, that was probably a smart move.
All right, Sam, what do you think? Is it going to be a hit or a miss?
We just got it.
We just got it. What is it?
A miss.
That, okay, well, now I've... It's going to look like I'm lying, but my guess was going to be miss.
The highest speed line in the country is the one that goes Zurich, Bern, Geneva.
Yeah, and he couldn't have gotten as far as Geneva, but he could have gotten to Bern. My guess is that he went to Bern.
Because it was the fastest he could get that far.
Yeah.
Do we want to do anything in Zurich or just head straight to Bern?
I mean, if he's not within 50 miles...
Probably not, yeah. Okay, let me check what the fastest transfer is going to be. We're all right.
Just barely made the train.
Let's go this way.
It looks like they're headed to Bern, which... I mean, in fairness, it's pretty obvious that I am somewhere in the broad vicinity of Bern. Now, I knew that they would figure out that I was somewhere in the Bern region-ish, like pretty quickly. So the plan accounts for that. I wasn't like just expecting that they would never figure that out. I will say they figured it out a little faster and a little more cheaply than I would have liked.
Ben, this is so fun.
Yes, we are on our way. Well, we're sideways.
Sideways.
It's fun that we're sideways. It's so fun that we're sideways. And that's what fun is. It's when something is different than it normally is. Now would be a good time to ask for like a photo if we wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, the train station one could be good.
I mean...
I feel like we want that at some point regardless.
That one is a great... It's just a good verification tool and it'll be useful later and it might tell us something now.
Yeah.
So,
what do you think? Fire it off?
I think let's just fire it off while we're on our way.
I'm into it. I mean, we're racking up coins, but I think we're, at least for a while, going to be in an area where we can respond to the curse pretty well.
Yeah, I'm not too worried yet.
All right. The next part of the game is the key part. Just really need them to have like a bad middle game. All right, they want a photo of the train station. But that is fine. Oh, my legs are so tired. I mean, I think just a picture of this would probably work. Shoot. Wow, I hope that there aren't pictures that show that graffiti.
Okay, we've got the photo.
I'm not anywhere.
I mean, there's distinct graffiti.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll be able to spot it. I don't think we can learn a ton from that. Because, like, I think that could be big city, small.
Good job, Adam.
Why is someone ringing a bell? What's going on? Whoa, it's sheep. Hello. Oh, it's the sheep's bell. The sheep was ringing the bell. Great work. Or goats, maybe? Are you a goat? Ram, potentially?
Sorry.
Okay.
Welcome to Bern.
Welcome to Bern.
Let's burn his chances of victory to the ground.
Oh, hey.
You like that?
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so we're thinking a 10-mile radius just to see if he's here or in any of the surrounding towns. Because if he's not, the remaining options are pretty limited.
Sending it.
Okay, 10-mile radar. Not great. So I'm not within 10 miles of them. But knowing that means they can rule out a ton of the complexity. Oh, is this car going to try to? No. I was really hoping that they were going to go for a 5-mile radar. Because that would still kind of leave in like the outskirts of Bern. I think their best next question is probably a latitude. So let's hope they don't ask that.
Look at Bern.
Does it have a particular thing that it's known for?
Vibes.
It seems like it's kind of the whole country.
Yeah, except for Winterthur.
Except for Winterthur.
Ooh.
What?
It's a miss.
It's a miss. Mm. Okay.
He still could have come here and then gone somewhere.
He could have.
Connected, but he only would have had about 30 minutes once getting here.
We could ask if he is north or south of us. We could also ask if he's east or west of us.
Yeah. If he is anywhere east of us, that would narrow down options pretty quick because of that radius that we have around Winterthur. So there's very few places that would be east of us and that he theoretically could have gotten to.
Well, he also just couldn't have gotten that far west of us.
No, so I guess it would narrow down options a good bit. But it is expensive.
I think at this point...
We're going to need it.
We're going to need something big.
Okay. East-west?
Yeah.
Ah, shoot. Longitude. So I'm east of them. The possibilities start to get really limited thanks to that 50-mile radar, I think, in the 10-mile. Like, we start to be dealing with a pretty tight region.
He's east of us.
Okay. There's, like, a stretch of towns right here. I think, like, we've sort of got, like, a...
Like a band.
Again, unless we are really...
Whiffing it. Yeah.
Which we may be.
Very possible.
I think there's like a band of towns that he could be in. And it's like here.
Well, is there something that could confirm that?
One thing we could maybe do is we could drop like a 25-mile radius.
Mm-hmm.
If the 25 is a no, that cuts off pretty much everything except for the stuff right outside of Basel.
I think at that point, we would just have to probably assume he went to Basel. But I think considering that takes an hour, it makes sense to use the coins and use that to confirm. I don't love it, but...
I don't love it either. He's not making this easy for us.
I think it's probably the best option.
I think we've got to do a 25-mile radius from here. Because if it's a yes, then we've got like a donut.
Yeah, if it's a yes, that's very useful. If it's a no, we have a problem. This is a critical
Adam,
one.
Adam, why are you doing this to us? Adam, this is too hard. You picked a place that's too hard.
I'm sure he's feeling great right now.
We are not going to let you beat us. We are going to find you.
So to me, this seems like a good sign that they are confused. Because a 25-mile radar, I am within 25 miles of them. I think that's a good sign. I'm going to say I'm cautiously optimistic about that.
Okay, hello.
This is interesting.
We've got an answer, and it's the most interesting answer.
It's a hit.
It's a hit. So that means that he is within 25 miles of us, but not 10 miles of us.
We have like a Target logo.
Yeah.
Not sponsored.
And
we have like a Lyme disease bite.
Well, not even. We have half a Lyme disease bite. It's like if a tick bit you and then half your arm fell off. Because we've also split.
Like a cross section of your arm.
Yeah. No. Because we've split. We've done the longitude as well.
Oh, so it's like, okay, so it's like you slice your arm in half.
Yeah.
And then you slice it this way too.
The tick has bit you here.
So, like theoretically, hopefully, like around now is when my plan should start really working. Right about now, hopefully, they should be like making a list of all the places where they think I could be. And hopefully, where I actually am is not on it.
Research.
We should be able to figure out down to like a few towns where he is based on this. So let's.
I agree.
Let's fire off. Do you want to do research montage?
Research montage. Let's go.
Yeah, Moutier's too far.
The one that goes through Biberist, right?
He couldn't have gotten to Thun or Steffesberg.
Anything before Buchli on that line is fair game. Oberdorf excluded. That whole line excluded. And then there's all the ones from here. Oof, it's going to be a long research montage.
Yeah.
Okay, it's just taking some time because I'm being so f***ing methodical. You feel me?
I feel you.
I think that narrows it down to, honestly, a lot of options out of Solothurn.
So maybe we should go to Solothurn.
Ooh, there's a train in 5 minutes. We should try to grab that.
Okay, let's see if we can get that.
Okay. Okay. So, here's what I've done. Assuming we haven't messed up, we've narrowed it down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 options.
Okay. 12 train stations that he might be in.
Are you also... More train stations, 12 towns.
Well, okay, 12 towns.
Now that the plan seems to be working, let's reveal what it is. So last night, I took a train, basically as far as I could. The train got in 10 minutes before my hiding period ended. And then the second I got off the train, I sprinted into a different municipality within the zone of a different train station. A train station that I could not have gotten to on trains in time last night. So my hope was, and seemingly it's working, they have ruled out where I am because they've looked at it and they've been like, well, he couldn't have gotten there. And then the train station that I actually did go to, but I'm not in that municipality anymore, I did not include a word that rhymed with it. So they're going to look at the town that my train arrived in. They're going to say, well, he can't be there. It doesn't rhyme. But then they're going to look at the town that I ran to, and they're going to say, well, he can't be there. He couldn't have gotten there. But in fact, it turns out that if you run like a madman and completely destroy your legs, you can get there. So... cautiously optimistic. We'll see.
Okay.
All right. We have made it to Solothurn.
We've narrowed it down to 12 options based on routes that he could have taken, places that rhyme, that are outside of the radius that we set to the south.
Yeah, let's go up.
Et cetera. So While we were on that ride, I went through and checked. 5 of those are outside of 5 miles from here. 7 are not. So we can more or less split our options in half if we set a 5-mile radius.
This does put him over 200 points.
It's a bit risky.
As long as we don't get him to, like, 300, we're fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
All right. Should I send it?
Send it.
Castle.
Okay.
So either we've just narrowed
it. Messy.
Yeah, because either we've narrowed it down to 5, or...
Or he's somewhere else weird.
Or we messed up a lot.
So with our options narrowed down to 5, we asked Adam whether his next train departed at an odd or even time. He answered odd, which eliminated 4 of the remaining towns and left us with just 1, Wiedlisbach. So, assuming we didn't make any mistakes, we hopped onto the next train to Wiedlisbach.
I'm just really worried that we've whiffed massively and that...
No, it's not possible.
Well, it is.
We're so good at this. He's going to be in Wiedlisbach.
The problem is that if we whiffed massively, this will all probably be edited down massively because it's going to be really boring.
Since this next part is really boring, I'll just give you the gist. We took a quick 15-minute train north before finally arriving in Wiedlisbach, only to discover that Wiedlisbach station didn't match Adam's photo.
No, this doesn't feel like it. Well, that sucks. We are rather confused as to... Like, I'm not surprised that we got something wrong.
But I just have no idea what. I mean, we must have missed something.
At this point, we had no choice but to go back to the drawing board, and this was when we realized we might have been tricked. Looking closer at the map, we saw that one of the towns we had already eliminated, Batterkinden, was actually within walking distance, or running distance, of another town, Utzendorf. We had assumed that Adam couldn't be in Utzendorf because it didn't rhyme with one of the words he had provided. But if Adam had situated himself so that his hiding zone overlapped with both towns, he could have answered the rhyme question in Batterkinden and then walked to Utzendorf to answer the other questions. That would force us to cross off Batterkinden as well and ultimately create the information profile of a town that didn't exist. If we disregarded the rhyme data, then everything else matched with Utzendorf. So, with our new theory in place, we got on a train back to Solothurn to catch the next train to Utzendorf.
If it's not this, we must have messed up somewhere. Because, like, we just have to mess up once to accidentally exclude something that we shouldn't have.
And that's where he could be.
We've checked our work.
This right now is the only option we've identified that still works.
Yeah.
And even this is a tricky one.
Yeah. I mean, but he would do tricky.
Yeah, that is true.
Just really doesn't feel likely.
No.
It'll be exciting if it is.
That is true. Let's see.
All right, well, they're moving south from Solothurn. Have they figured it out yet? Maybe. Depends on how far south they go. Depends on how far south they go.
Here's something I just noticed, Ben.
What?
The photo.
Oh, it's got that same sort of red thing, doesn't it?
So it's definitely an advertisement like that.
Maybe down.
I don't know, Ben.
No, I do not know either. No, not here. Well, he is not in Utzendorf.
but I don't know where he is.
Folks, the plan is working. What can I say? The plan is working. They've ruled out the place that I'm close to, where my train got in, because it doesn't rhyme. They've ruled out here, because I don't think they think I could have gotten here. They simply did not consider my incredible speed. they did not consider my incredible speed.
We're not missing a line, right?
Should we go through it again? Connelfigan line excluded. This line, this line, this line, this line.
Could he have gotten to Oberberg?
I think we looked at that. Why the f*** did we exclude Bergdorf? Because we don't have Orf. I believe in you.
This is not going to work.
Okay, look, we have a new strategy because we cannot seem to figure out what town. I mean, we've just looked at every town a billion times. We cannot figure this out. We must have missed something. I don't know. Our new strategy is make Adam do as much as we can and hopefully trip up and give us information about exactly where he is.
I think, yeah, we forget about coin counts. Let him curse us however much he wants and just wear him down, at least to for retribution.
We are going to throw everything that we can at him. And
eventually he'll just...
Something might get leaked.
Yes.
And we can go get him.
I mean, the FaceTime would be fun. And it's only 10 coins.
Okay. Let's FaceTime him until he shows us a bird. Maybe we'll see something. Hello, Adam.
Hey, fellas. Let's find you guys a bird. Let's find you a sweet little birdie. I'm looking for birds. We could stay on this call forever. Ooh, I just saw a bird, but I don't think I'm going to show you that one. I'm going to show you a bird. It's bird time. It's bird time.
I'm going to mute Adam.
Yeah. Just wait until he shows us that bird. I don't want to hear Adam. I just want to see a bird.
He's saying a lot of words. I don't know what they mean. All right, here's our train.
We are getting on this train to Bergdorf because... we just need to get out of here. We just want to go somewhere more populous. And
yeah, and this is the last one for half an hour.
Yeah.
He's still babbling.
Adam is still trying to show us a bird. Adam, hurry up and show us a bird.
Oh, guys. There might be some bird situation happening. You see it? See that bird?
I'm going to hang up on him.
Okay. That didn't end up being very useful. He managed to get a shot of just the sky.
I think I'm going to be frustrated how much is good.
Well, that's something. I think we need to ask another question for more spillover info.
Yeah, probably a photo one at this point.
Yeah. Maybe a photo of five buildings.
Photo of five buildings?
Yeah. I think that has the best chance of telling us something.
They are giving me coins. I am getting dangerously high on my coins. All right, let's find them some great buildings. I don't think that this is going to be helpful to them.
Okay.
Well, we are in Bergdorf, and we are so very lost.
I love Bergdorf.
Where you just have to keep looking at maps and seeing if we got something wrong.
I love looking at maps and seeing if we got something wrong. I want to get a snack.
Okay. What kind of snack, Sam?
I don't know. I haven't tried these things yet. I think it's like a chocolate chip scone.
Me though. Okay. What about from this angle? With enough of a zoom, I can get to this. I don't think that that's going to be very helpful to them.
Now we got a photo. Not very useful.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of nothing.
All right, what do we want to make Adam do now?
Something. What's the most annoying thing that we can make Adam do?
Yes,
while we
that's what I want to know.
Keep checking the maps.
We could make him run for Strava.
Yeah, make him run.
Ugh. They want me to do this Strava thing. Ugh. Okay. Oh my God, my legs are so shot. I just like... Maybe I should just tell them where I am. Then they'll stop making me run around.
Oh. Keep looking. Sam, keep looking.
I don't know. I've lost in 10 minutes. You have to motivate me, Ben. What's in it for me?
The glory of helping me win. Hold on. Langenthal. This is what we might have missed.
Where the fuck is that?
Langenthal is before...
When would he have gone there? Would he have gone through...
He would have gone straight to Langenthal from Winterthur.
What?
Okay, let me explain. It turns out we missed an entire line. We had crossed out the town of Langenthal because, once again, it didn't rhyme with any of Adam's words, and we thought Adam couldn't have gotten far enough to reach any of the towns on the line going south from Langenthal. But it turns out that if he had taken a different route to Langenthal, going direct from Winterthur instead of through Bern, he might have just barely had time to reach one of those towns, several of which matched the rest of our data. So, once again, we gathered up our stuff, hopped on a train, and made a beeline straight for Langenthal.
Turns out we fucked up. Big surprise.
Yeah, so the fuck-up-a-mometer is...
Yeah. Well, it's going down now, I guess.
Hopefully.
But it was pretty high.
Hopefully it's going down. I don't know what direction it's going. All right. Welcome to Langenthal. We are here so that we can check that very last line of towns.
I think we should take this one.
This is kind of our...
We're so fine.
We've had a lot of last hopes, but this is our last hope.
We're doing great.
The lion from Langenthal.
Welcome to the Thunderdome.
Otherwise known as the train from Langenthal to...
This is the Thunderdome.
Rohrbach.
With just enough time to ride the line once, we checked each station out the window to see if it matched Adam's photo, eliminating them one by one. Finally, we arrived at the last stop, Rohrbach.
This isn't looking promising.
Last station, Sam. Rohrbach.
It's not looking good.
I don't think that this building is gonna match.
Anything?
Nuh-uh.
Well? It's still in Bergdorf? No, it is. Oh, guys. Oh, no. No, no, no. Oh, fellas.
Well, I think that's it for us, Sam.
I think you brought supplies for this.
Yeah. No, we have emergency supplies for this.
Contingency scenario. This is
a good idea.
Cheers.
Prost.
It's been real, Ben. We have no leads.
The real lesson is if you let someone hide in an entire country, it can be a little tricky to find them. We made it work a couple of times.
Yeah, and then we learned that if you just go to an area with a ton of lines, it starts to get really difficult.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Oh, the sun is starting to set. That's nice. We can watch it together. That'll be nice.
I think it's time that we let Adam know that,
I'm sure he's ready to get out of wherever he is.
Wherever he is.
He's been there a while.
Yeah.
He didn't have to wait in the forest though, like me.
Look, Adam, this was a great hiding place, wherever it was.
Oh, there you are.
Hello, gentlemen.
Adam, where are you?
Well, I'm in beautiful Steffisburg, of course.
Steffisburg. He couldn't have gotten to Thun or Steffisburg.
Where's that?
I thought you couldn't get to Steffisburg.
Well, let me tell you what happened. Is that last night I took a train to Toon and then I simply ran.
That makes sense. To like just over the border in Steffisburg, because it's quite close.
Just over the border
of Steffisburg, yeah. I'll see you at Zurich Flughafen, fellas.
All right, see you at Zurich Flughafen.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And now let us teleport to Zurich.
Whoa.
Oh my God, we made it to the Flughafen.
We're back.
Hey, fellas.
It's Adam.
Oh my God, he just came here.
It's Adam from Jet Lag the Game. Adam.
Hello.
Adam, how does it feel?
How does it feel? How does what feel?
I'm about to get hit by a tram.
Oh, no.
Okay, all right. Let's wait for this guy.
Have you heard this story about his, like, an au pair squatting with his family for 11 years?
You know about...
What?
You know about the German woman who lived in my home for 11 years? I've told you about this.
No.
He also said that I knew this.
Well, Ben just always says the weirdest shit I've ever heard.
Right. It's very fitting. It's like an origin story for him letting Europeans take advantage of him.
Whoa.
Oh my God. We made it to the Flughafen. It says on the sign.
Oh my God. Oh my God, it's Adam.
It's Adam Chase from Jet Lag the Game.
It's Adam from Jet Lag.
Hello.
It's unbelievable timing.
I know.
We just got here.
Adam, I would like to now congratulate you in person on being the winner of Jet Lag Season 9, Woo! Hide and Seek. Very good stuff. Very good stuff.
Did anyone want to get the thing?
Well, okay. Now, hold on. Now, while you've been making your way over here, we've actually had a little bit of time.
Didn't we just apparate here?
Oh, shut up.
Plot hole, but it's fine.
Weep. Squeak. Squeak.
Oh my gosh.
No. That's an oven. It's an oven.
It's an oven?
You can clearly see it's an oven.
That's crazy.
It's clearly in the shape of an oven.
It's an oven. Sam, go ahead and open that oven up.
The oven's front is this way.
That's correct.
I just want to double check framing that we can see the oven.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We can definitely see the oven.
Whoa. Okay. Yep. Now go ahead and pull it out.
Wow. It's hot.
Yeah, well, it's freshly baked.
How? Why didn't I wear an oven mitt?
Now, hold on.
Yeah?
I've got to go ahead and frost it, so I'm going to take my frosting thing.
Yeah, I think I'm holding it this way, so you got to frost the front.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Wow. That looks so good, Ben.
Yeah.
What am I looking at?
You're looking at the first ever edible Jet Lag the Game trophy. It's on theme, because despite the fact that this is coming out months later, it's about to be Christmas.
Yeah!
Congratulations, Adam.
Go ahead and take a bite. How is it?
How does it taste?
Oh, he ate the whole thing just like that.
Oh my, it's all gone. Wow. He was hungry.
Oh, we're about to get hit by a tram again.
We're about to get hit by a tram.
Okay, we're back. We paused the video. One of our mics died, and also there were the tram. Well, we're back.
Anyway, Adam, I heard you had some trouble sleeping this season.
That is genuinely true.
Yeah. Did you have any, hypotheses on why that might be?
And I really want to emphasize that I mean this. I've slept terribly the whole season.
Yeah.
Because, in fact, I am jet lagged.
season 10?
Oh, God.
We've been doing this for way too long.
Oh, man. So, bye.
Bye.
Okay.
I did it!
Adam did it. The season's over. But guess what? Your relationship with us is not over.
Because we just put out Only on Nebula,
the Jet Lag Season 9 Cut for Time Special. It's a full-length video. It's 21 minutes that is clips from this season that didn't make it into episodes, but that we thought were fun and silly and that you should get to see. And that is available right now on Nebula. We also did one for last season that's a lot of fun. And that's not even the only thing that we have exclusive to Nebula right now. Tell them, Ben.
If you want to stay entertained by us during the off season, you've got The Layover, our after show podcast. We're going to keep it running through the off season. We do little games, weird little episodes. We usually don't know what we're doing, but it's a good time. You can keep watching The Layover during the off season. What else, Adam?
There's so many creators on Nebula who not only put up their like YouTube videos often early and ad free and extended, but they also make a lot of originals. There are originals from, and they're going to scroll right now, Real Life Lore, Real Science, Real Engineering, Abigail Thorne, Patrick Willems, Broey Deschanel, Lindsay Ellis, also us, we've made a bunch, and also Mustard, and also other ones, but I can't always remember all of them, but you're probably seeing some of them now. Polyphonic, I think that's another one. Yeah!
They're all my favorite, but Adam, surely this streaming service costs $1 million a day because of all of the content on it.
Ben, what if I told you it actually doesn't cost $1 million a day? It costs $30 for the whole year, but it only costs $30 for the whole year if you use our code nebula.tv/jetlag. nebula.tv/jetlag. You have to use that link and that gets you a discount. And then it also tells them that we sent you. And that's important for us. If you do the link, then they know we sent you, and then we get a portion of your subscription for as long as you stay subscribed, which gives us money that we put into the show to pay for the flights and stuff that we do for the show, and also all of the motion graphics and all of that.
And if you think that price is unbelievable, you're just going to have to check it out for yourself by clicking on that link. I, for example, don't believe you. I'm going to have to go click on that link myself to see if you're telling the truth. But if you're telling the truth, I'm going to buy it because that's a great deal.
Thank you for watching.